Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. We've previously reported that although everyone is pushing the flu vaccine, the largest group refusing to get the vaccine are frontline healthcare workers. Well, now another group just might be next to refuse the vaccine. After the doctors in Britain were advised to be on the lookout for an increased number of Guillain-Barré syndrome caused by the vaccine, the CDC have asked all neurologists to report any cases they find. Guillain-Barré can cause breathing difficulties, paralysis, and even death. During the 1976 flu scare, where the government ordered mass vaccination programs, the vaccine caused more death from Guillain-Barré than the actual flu did. And as long as we're talking about drugs that may cause more harm than good, two birth control pills are recently in the news. Two very heavily advertised and promoted birth control pills, Yaz and Yasmin, recently had their image clouded as concerns over increased risk for blood clots and stroke emerged. The FDA has recently asked Bayer, the manufacturer of these pills, to correct misleading television advertising concerning these drugs. The drugs are advertised as more than just birth control, but medications that can improve quality of life, reduce acne, and even reduce depression, focusing primarily on the under 35-year-old female. Two new studies showed that the drugs caused a higher risk of venous clots, although Bayer cited a study that claims it isn't the case. Of course, the study that Bayer cites is the one they paid for. Bayer has other problems on their hands with these two drugs, as questions about quality control at their manufacturing plants has also recently come to light. And when I come back, we'll take a look at how a bad economy may be good for your health, and just how important it is to have a good social network. And we don't mean Twitter.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200. And let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
Everyone assumes that a bad economy would be bad for your health. Increased crime, increased stress, increased consumption of alcohol and cigarettes are assumptions everyone tends to make in a bad economy. Well, a new analysis of the Great Depression, as well as the recessions of the 1980s and 1990s, show just the opposite effect. In fact, at times of greatest financial hardship, life expectancy actually increases. Life expectancy increased 8.8 years between 1920 and 1940 during the Depression. The researchers estimate that you gain 1.9 years life expectancy for every drop of 5% in GDP. What was really interesting in the article was that in 1929, the life expectancy was only 45.7 years and had increased to 53.8 years during 1933. Another statistic of interest was that homicides also dropped during economic recessions. Seems like social cohesion and social support could have a positive effect on health. And talking about how social support can have a positive effect on health, our last story looks at what effects social interaction may have on breast cancer. According to cancer prevention research, a socially isolated, stressful environment, such as a stressful marriage, can speed up growth of breast cancer. Isolation can literally change the expression of genes, causing increased tumor size. The study looked at mice because they are considered social animals that usually live in groups of three or four. Isolating mice caused increased levels of the stress hormone cortisol, which promoted growth of breast tumors. According to the researchers, many questions remain, but the research is a very exciting beginning. And lastly, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. It is not possible to tickle yourself. Even the most ticklish among us do not have the ability to tickle ourselves. The reason behind this is that your brain predicts the tickle from information it already has, like how your fingers are moving. Because it knows and can feel where the tickle is coming from, your brain doesn't respond in the same way it would if someone else was doing the tickling. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.